Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
On this week's Well One Connection podcast, I am very excited to chat with Levi Carey, Executive Director of the HRMC Foundation, about Papa Luigi Dancing with the Stars. Great event, Levi.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
It was so fun. So good to see so many people out. We held that this past Saturday, March 23rd at the Huron Event Center with record attendance and some other exciting news. So first, if you would just recap, maybe first, what is Papa Luigi for those that might not know, and what do we do this year?
Yeah, so Papa Luigi is the annual gala for the HRMC Foundation. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. And we had our 25th anniversary of Papa Luigi this year, silver anniversary. So we went with the silver theme. And man, were some of the outfits great. People really went all out. We had silver tuxedos. We had a lot of sequins. So it was a lot of fun. And for the entertainment this year, we had our first ever Dancing with the Stars event, where we had seven local couples who put in a lot of time really over the last 6 months on learning and perfecting dances that were choreographed and taught to them by Taryn Euler, who is an HRMC Foundation board member and the wife of Dr. Vincent Euler, one of our physicians here at HRMC. Like you said, we had a record crowd. We had three full tables. So we had 430 people in the event center, packed house, and I think everybody really had a great time.
Yeah, it was excellent. And you know, you think about dancing, local folks dancing, you think, yeah, sure, they can get up there. They looked amazing. So they've been training for a while with Taryn, right?
Yep. I believe most of the couples started in September, and they've been practicing an hour to two a week with Taryn. And that's not the practice they've been doing at home to perfect it, but they've been working with Taryn 1 to 2 hours a week since October. We're talking about a major commitment that these couples made and really came through. They did lifts, they did all kinds of fancy spins and twirls, and it was really incredible.
It was a great event. We will drop the link in the podcast here for people to go out and watch that, because it was also live streamed, which is pretty cool. So we'll pop that link down there so people who are listening can certainly go take a peek. But the purpose of this event, Levi, is to support the mission of the foundation and to raise funds. And I think you have some exciting news there. Our community really came together.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And once we got everything added up, we have raised over $75,000 for the HRMC Foundation at Saturday night's event. So that is about $30,000 more than we did last year. And it's a record by a good $20,000 over any Papa Luigi event we've done in the past. The people who were there and the people that were watching at home, we had silent auction items that were on our online system that were purchased by people who weren't even there. They were watching at home and they were supporting us, and just incredible.
Yeah, awesome. So sold out crowd, but the people at home could certainly participate too. What an amazing event, and what a great testament to the people that come together to support this great mission of the foundation to keep quality healthcare local. So part of that, we had the people who were donating, but these dancers, they put in a ton of time and they rallied their troops to come and support them as well. So would you just give a shout out to those dancers and announce our couples one more time?
Absolutely. Our couples. So we have some wonderful sponsors too. And I want to make sure to recognize all of those as well. But we did something new this year with having our couples. We had couple sponsors. So I'm going to announce our couples, and I want to announce the sponsors of those couples as well. So sponsored by John and Lori Deniger, we had Tom and Jane Meekins. Sponsored by Carr Chiropractic Clinic, we had Eric and Sarah Miner. Sponsored by Slumberland Furniture, we had Chris and Teresa Pearson. Presented by the Bauman Agency, we had Jonathan Wachter and Callie Bauman Wachter. Presented by American Bank and Trust, we had Judge Kent and Lori Shelton. presented by Edward Jones, we had Craig and Tasha Lee. And presented by New Life Clinic, we had Dr. Tony and Emma Lowen. And so, yeah, we had those couples put in a lot of work. And like you said, they rallied the troops to come out and support them. Just the voting portion of the dancing, it raised over $20,000. People had the opportunity to vote for their favorite couple and do so with their money, and raised over $20,000 from that alone. So it was incredible.
It definitely, and watching those dances, I can see how you'd want to support your people, but gosh, they all did so amazing. It's hard to choose. If you didn't have a horse in the race, they all did such an amazing job. Some real talent that came through, and we would not have been able to hold this event, and never would be able to hold this event or do the things that we do with the foundation without those sponsors. So you want to give those sponsors a shout out. I know we had several in different categories.
Yeah, so we had business sponsors, event sponsors, and presenting sponsors at different tiers. So our business sponsors, to start out, we had John and Lori Deniger, Edward Jones, American Bank and Trust, Huron Clinic, Cooler Funeral Home, and Stony Brook Suites. And then for our event sponsors, we had New Life Clinic, Carr Chiropractic Clinic, Slumberland Furniture, the Bauman Agency, Huron Regional Medical Center, and Ace Realty. And then finally, our presenting sponsor, who has been our presenting sponsor for a number of years and really make it possible for us to put on this incredible event, is Cornerstone Financial Solutions. So we thank all of those sponsors. We were off to such a tremendous start before the event even came around. Thanks to those folks and everybody who bought a table and sponsored a table. Just really can't thank the Huron community enough.
Yeah, and pretty awesome lineup of silent auction items as well from the businesses around our community that are willing to chip in to help support the mission.
Absolutely. We had over 70 silent auction items, and we had 8 live auction items. And all of that was donated by local businesses and local people who just are here to support us. So thank you to all of those folks as well.
Yeah, so much excitement surrounding this in the days and weeks leading up. And then I think just afterwards here, we're dealing with a little bit of winter weather, but I don't think that can even kill the excitement that we are having that surrounds this. There's people talking about next year already, Levi. Mm-hmm. I know we probably don't have all the answers for that, but people are wondering what's next. We know we did raffle off a chance to dance at the next event, so there might be a dance element.
Yeah. So we have booked Dueling Duo for next year. So we will have the Dueling Pianos back. They always do an excellent job and are a lot of fun. But Taryn Euler is very excited about having a dance element to all future Papa Luigi's. So while we're probably not going to do season 2 next year, there will be a dance component, and we've got a lot of fun ideas for how we can incorporate that next year. And then I would say be on the lookout for season 2 of Dancing with the Stars, probably in 2026.
Awesome. I think there's probably people out there in the community that are thinking, hey, I might want to do that. Keep thinking about that and watch for new news for next year's theme, all those fun things to come to start planning and thinking about Papa Luigi next year.
Yep. And if you were watching or you were there and you thought you might want to be one of the next star couples, please let me know and we'll add you to the list.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Levi. I know it was so exciting and so fun. I think all of us had a blast that were there, and the volunteers that helped, they sure make a difference. It's quite awesome to see that caliber and event get put on by a small crew.
We had a lot of wonderful volunteers. Thank you to all the people who made Saturday night happen. It was really a team effort, and it was a lot of fun.
Agreed. All right. Thanks, Levi. Have a wonderful week and get some rest after this Papa Luigi madness.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.